From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting massive terror-related arrests in Saudi Arabia. Top Saudi Interior Ministry officials have announced that the kingdom has arrested 431 people, most of them Saudis, suspected of belonging to Islamic State sleeper cells. The Saudi Interior Ministry said in a statement some suspects were alleged to be involved in recent acts of terrorism. Others were alleged to be plotting future attacks on mosques, security forces, and other targets. The announcement came a day after an Islamic State attack on a crowded marketplace in Iraq's eastern Diyala province killed at least 115 people. The Saudi ministry officials said more than 400 men with ties to Islamic State sleeper cells were arrested overall, with Saudi State TV reading off the names of the alleged top ringleaders in the Islamic State cells, showing their photographs and describing their terrorist activities. Now, that attack in Iraq, officials say up to 115 people included women and children as victims. They were killed in a suicide car bombing in the country's eastern Diyala province, one of the deadliest attacks carried out by Islamic State militants since they overran large parts of Iraq. The Friday blast at a marketplace in the mainly Shiite town of Khan Bani Sa'ad also wounded up to 170 people, according to police, while speaking anonymously because they were not authorized to brief the media. Many had gathered in the marketplace to celebrate the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Security forces were out in full across Diyala Saturday with dozens of new checkpoints and security protocols immediately implemented. This is VOA News. Kurdish fighters and weapons experts say the Islamic State militant group has fired chemical weapons on Kurdish forces in Syria and Iraq. Two British-based organizations investigating the attacks have released a joint statement saying Islamic State militants targeted Iraqi Kurdish fighters with a chemical agent on June 21st or 22nd. A statement also described a similar attack on Kurdish positions in Syria's northeastern Hasakah province on June 28th. Those exposed to the chemical were quickly given medical attention. No one died, according to these reports. Investigators also said Kurdish fighters have recently captured industrial-grade gas masks from Islamic State forces, indicating they are prepared and equipped for chemical warfare. Nairobi's Westgate Shopping Mall, the scene of the brutal al-Shabaab siege in September 2013, has reopened after months of renovations. Many Kenyans still bear physical and psychological scars from the attack, but most are happy to see the rebirth of the mall. Lenny Ruvaka has more.
Fred Ogundo survived the Westgate attack. He managed to escape from the mall, barely making it out alive, though three of his colleagues were killed. With the mall's reopening, Ogundo sees an opportunity for others to earn an income.
Remember, that is where we used to work. And when it was brought down, it's like our food on the table was also brought down. So we are very happy.
Kenya remains on high alert as the two-year anniversary approaches. The U.S. State Department has also issued a travel advisory warning of a heightened threat in Nairobi ahead of an entrepreneurship summit that President Barack Obama is expected to attend later this month. Lenny Ruvaga for VOA News, Nairobi, Kenya.
U.S. President Obama says this past week's deal to get Iran to stop developing nuclear weapons does more than anyone has done before to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. In his weekly Saturday address, Mr. Obama said Iran cannot cheat on the deal because the verification process it sets up is comprehensive and intrusive. He said without this deal, the world risks having another war in the most volatile region of the world.
Does this deal resolve all of the threats Iran poses to its neighbors in the world? No. Does it do more than anyone has done before to make sure Iran does not obtain a nuclear weapon? Yes. And that was our top priority from the start.
Earlier Saturday, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei made his own comments on the deal, telling Iranian people in Tehran that the nuclear agreement and its allies does not signal cooperation with the United States on other issues. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.